America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Speaking of the Canes, Gino, so the college football playoff rankings came out Tuesday night, and I think they were, what, ranked four and slotted number three, something along those lines. Does it feel right to you? Does that seem fair?
Well, listen, they control their own destiny, and that's what you want at this point in time in a college football season. You don't want to have a loss or maybe two, and then you're relying on the committee to put you in that top 12. I think that if I'm Miami and I'm giving them advice, listen, it doesn't matter where you start in the first ranking, but you control your own destiny and just go out there and take care of business the rest of the season. And then you don't have to worry about where you're ranked or any of that stuff. You're going to get a first round bye, because the rest of the season, there's no other team in the top 12 that's even in the Atlantic Coast Conference. So I would say control your own destiny and don't worry about the noise.
And, you know, you watch a lot of football. You cover it. Was Ohio State, Oregon, Georgia, Miami. Are they right there with those other four teams? Because I know they're dogs. They're top four, Gino. I know they're dogs. But as you evaluate the games, like, those teams are very similar. Could they all compete with each other?
This is what I would say. And what's different with the NIL age is where we've seen Alabama, where we've seen Georgia have incredible top-line talent. They've also, their backups turn out to be first or second or third round picks. And there was tremendous depth. Well, now you don't have that depth. With the transfer portal, guys are leaving and there isn't that depth. We saw Georgia when they had some injuries, their defense isn't even close to what they are when their starting front line is healthy. They're dominant. And I think we haven't seen we don't see the depth across the board with those teams. I mean, Isaiah Bond, the top receiver for Texas, oh, by the way, he was the best receiver for Alabama last year. I mean, stars are actually transferring between schools. So I think that it's going to come down. It's going to look a lot as the playoffs progress, like the NFL, who's healthy and what starters are healthy as they progress. I think saw Ohio State against Penn State last week. Great team. Penn State was knocking on the door. You know, Ohio State's defense was stout, first and goal from the three, and Penn State didn't get a point. I mean, it was just perplexing to me when your tight end was also a quarterback and he's 6'5", 250. I mean, don't you just line him up under center and just say, all right, if you can stop quarterback Wedge four times in a row with a 6'5", 260-pounder at quarterback, more power to you.
Good on you.
And they didn't do it, and then on fourth down, they throw to a guy that's quadruple covered. So I head scratch every week. But I would say that it's going to be exciting as heck because we've all seen it this season. Vandy's beaten, Alabama. I mean, heck, if Vandy wins out, they got an argument to say, look at our schedule and look at who we've beat to get in that top 12. So, but to answer, long-winded answer to your question, the depth isn't there across the board, so you're not going to see just – four teams or a couple teams run away with it. I think everybody's got a shot in that top 12.
When you look at the Hurricanes, and they've got Georgia Tech this coming Saturday, when you look at the Hurricanes, can you see an NFL star in Cam Ward? And do you see NFL success for Xavier Restrepo?
I would agree to both. I think for a quarterback, it depends on what system he's in, what coaches are going to be coaching him, and what kind of personnel that he's in. If he's a top five pick or a first pick, the team that has a first pick is not very good, and there's probably not a lot of talent around him to make him continue to look like he looks right now. But he's got all the skills in the world. He's been in multiple systems, So his processing is good. Listen, you can doubt Restrepo. I don't know if people still do. The dude gets open, and he is tough. I mean, if you watch one of those games, man, if there's a tough catch, he just makes it. And I know this, quarterbacks love throwing to guys like that. You don't have to be the fastest in the world. I mean, Michael Irvin wasn't the fastest in the world, and he'd be like, you know what? I'll tell you where I'm running. I'm not faster than you, but I know I'm hungry. I'm going to outcompete you and get the ball. And that's what I think Restrepo does, and why he's been so successful, and why he'll continue to be successful.
Speaking of Cam Ward, Gino, I got to ask you, because he's up for the Heisman. You won the Heisman. Is Cam Ward better than you at football?
Cam Ward's having the best statistical season any University of Miami quarterback has had. I mean, he's tied with Walsh for the season passing touchdown record through 9 games. He passed me a long time ago for touchdowns in a season. They're undefeated. You know, he's had miraculous comebacks and great. He's been phenomenal. His stats are by far the best, and I think that you know, the trophy is there. It's within his sights, and it's going to take some good performances here in November to secure it. But I think he's the leader in the clubhouse now, and he's got an opportunity to you know, start reaching for it and putting his arms around it. But yeah, he's having the best season any Miami quarterback's ever had.
Do we put him on the Mount Rushmore of UM quarterbacks yet? Can we do that through 9 games?
You know,
because it's you and Vinny for sure, right? You were the two that won Heisman's, correct?
Yes, there's only two of us with the Heisman.
You and Vinny. Hold on, don't be humble. Don't be humble. Hold on.
No, I don't ever agree with what we do in today's environment by active players. It doesn't matter whatever. This guy's a Hall of Famer. You know what? He hasn't even finished his career. Let's let the cards play out first.
So you will not put him on the Mount Rushmore.
I'm not saying that. I'm not going to.
Well, it sounds
that.
Like that's what you're intimating.
That is not what I'm intimating. I'm going to say,
who are you taking off, Bernie?
Hawk, I put together a Mount Rushmore of Hurricanes quarterbacks today to ask Gino.
All right. Let's hear this. Go ahead. Solana, who's your Mount Rushmore of Canes quarterback?
Okay, and I put a lot of time into this, Gino. I want you to know. I really did. Right. Okay.
I am. You know what? With bated breath, because I think there's going to be some names on there that might not be.
Right. Maybe a Kenny Mount Kelly Rushmore is coming right at us like a laser beam.
Oh, well, give me a chance here, Gino. I take this stuff serious.
Okay.
Ken Dorsey. Cam Ward.
Okay.
Ja'Cory Harris.
All right.
And George Myra.
Why are you laughing at Ja'Cory Harris? Has got more yards. I think he left as the school's leading passer, if I'm not mistaken. Him and Stephen Morris. So statistically, yeah, okay, I see where you're coming from. And then Morris, and then George.
Yeah,
yeah. George was the first.
You didn't get, but first. His joke there. I heard the joke, Solana, and I appreciated it. He said George Myra.
Oh, I didn't.
He was baiting you in there. He was baiting you in, but you stepped on it. But I appreciate it.
I apologize for ruining the with bated breath. I just, thank you that Cam is here. that's what I would say. I told you in the spring, I'm like, he's special. He's been the glue to the team.
Let me do something different here. Let's exclude Cam Ward. Let's take out current Hurricanes quarterbacks. Give me the Mount Rushmore of Miami Hurricanes quarterbacks from the past.
Current from the past?
No. From the past, no current.
Oh boy.
I'm taking out Cam Ward and Hufflepuffer.
I'm
Puffenboggin. What's his name?
Puffenbarger. Yeah, current. Let's go. Right. Emery. Reese,
just in case you were going to put him up there.
Reese, Judd, and Cam. That's our four.
But don't be humble, because you belong up there.
You know, I think that's tough. I mean, you know, you got Myra, who was the first get to the NFL in the 60s. You got Bernie, won the first national championship. Oh, by the way, right before that was Jim Kelly. Then Vinny, Walsh, Erickson, myself, Dorsey. I, you know, listen, I don't know. I'm not getting in this conversation.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com